Good evening and welcome. I'm Kelly Richards, CEO of the All Access Group and your host for All Access Radio. As a highly sought-after consultant, super connector, trusted advisor, celebrity wrangler, and thought leader, I connect innovators and influencers from Silicon Valley to Hollywood to Madison Avenue. As a trusted advisor, I transform the quality of people's lives, and I'm also the author of the best-selling ebook, The Magic and Moxie of Apple, An Insider's View. Tonight's guest on the show is Tammy Leader Fuller. Tammy is the Chief Empowerment Officer of Camp Powerment, a transformational weekend sleepaway camp for grown women that's been hailed by Oprah and more magazines, The Today Show, Fox News, The New York and LA Times, as the place to reboot your life in just 72 hours. Tammy is also a three-time Emmy Award-winning TV producer who left a successful 34-year career to create Camp Powerment, blending the hilarious laughter of fun and games with enlightening workshops designed to help women disconnect from technology and responsibility and reconnect with themselves and the tribes that crumbled when the complexities of life kicked in. And I've had the privilege of going through it myself, so I can speak to it firsthand. Welcome to the show, Tammy.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
That's the rallying cry that Tammy uses to get the women's attention at these events. It's pretty funny. So, you know, Tammy, having just to get started at a higher level, having a trusted advisor in your life is so important, and I wonder who some of your mentors have been along the way, and of course, I know you've mentored others.
That's actually a really great question. I've taken a lot from a lot of different people in my career. I worked at NBC News for 20 years,
right,
and worked with a couple of really, really kick-butt producers who, interestingly, have come full circle and have been become a part of camp as a result. You know, I've been so lucky in this career. I worked at the Today Show for almost 20 years, and I was in local news and network news for a long time. And I really, the quality of what I did every day was so interesting. I was at the White House one day. I was at the Oscars the next day. I was in Central America, you know, with the Contras and in the jungles. And so I really got to meet a lot of people who really showed me the way in the news business, in the news world. And when you live in the world of news, when things change on a moment's notice, there were some investigative producer type people who you've never heard of, who probably influenced me the most, who taught me about the importance of truth and justice and honesty and the responsibility that we had as journalists to sort of uncover corruption. In a day, I worked in Miami during the real Miami Vice days.
Right.
So the people who influenced me really were the hardcore cops and investigative journalists who had their nose to the grindstone, who taught me to get my ego out of it and just uncover the truth. So that's really, those are the pretty much, there's about three or four of them who really influenced me in a way that really helped me see that at the end of the day, all you have is the story that you tell. And when you have when you are gifted with the responsibility to go tell people stories, you got to just, you know, get to the bottom of it. So that's kind of what drives me.
And you've also been privileged, of course, to have an incredible mother who, for our listeners, is a fixture at these camps, that the Camp Powerment events that Tammy runs. Your mom, Joan, otherwise known as Grandy, who I think is having an 80th birthday in March, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, she is. So we are three generations in one family that run this thing. So it's a weekend sleepaway camp for women to really kind of reboot and recharge. For me, I was a producer for a long time, and I really was so blessed to come in contact with so many wise men, women, leaders, thought leaders, TED talkers, authors, you know, people who really had their nose to the grindstone for 20, 30 years in the books. And I was kind of charged with teaching them how to speak for TV and bringing them in when we were doing stories that were relevant and having them take what they knew and make it meaningful and, you know, to others. So as I collected all of these people and learned so much from them, and sent them on their way with book deals and you know, big practices that grew as a result of their media exposure sometimes.
Right.
I said, I'm coming back for you. I love that you are so smart in what you do, but I can't afford the $500 an hour that you charge, and most people can't. So one day I'm going to do something for the masses, and I'm coming back to tap into your wisdom. And every single one of them gave me their word, dozens and dozens and dozens. And I didn't know how, and I didn't know when, but I knew I was going to ultimately one day tap into that well and say, okay, you know, it's time to pay it forward, and let's kind of put a bunch of wise people together, you know, combine it with the fun and games that was summer camp that I loved so much as a child that really transformed me. And as a producer, I just kind of weaved this fabric together with brilliantly talented, gifted people who had, you know, wisdom to share, and combined it with the fun and silliness of childhood summer camp, and boom, there you go.
Yeah, and it's been amazing. I want to go into a little bit about my observations toward later on, because I have some things I think are really indicative of the experience. But could you share a little bit about what people can expect? What do they have to leave behind when they come to the camp? And why you felt it was so important to make this experience exclusively for women?
I feel like women today are juggling so much more than they've ever done in the past. And I think that we as women have raised the bar so high for ourselves that we are never going to get there. We are never going to be thin enough. We're never going to be rich enough. Our kids aren't going to be smart enough. Our houses aren't going to be big enough. Our pants aren't going to be tight enough. And so I think this whole idea of, like, what is enough? Like, when is enough enough? Kept coming up for me in my life. In 2005, I wrote a book with five other women that we published through HarperCollins, and it was about really how having it all is not having it all at all, and how having enough should be enough, and what is wrong with us that we're never happy because we're never going to, in the old days, I grew up with five people in one house and one bathroom, so why did I feel the need to have a 3,500 square foot house for three of us, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea was that women especially were giving so much to everybody, but we're not taking care of ourselves, and we're losing these communities when things happen to us in our life, when our, you know, daughters get pregnant, or our, you know, kids are, you know, in a DUI, or we, you know, there's cheating involved, or there's, you know, some embezzlement, or, you know, you make it on the news, or whatever your, you know, bump in the road is. We used to be, you know, women used to really have these coffee clutches. They would really be there for each other. But as life started to get complicated, women started to pull back from their tribes because they were embarrassed and they didn't want to be, they didn't want to be shown in full transparency. And so they retreated. And the more isolated we became, I mean, the bigger our problems got, the more isolated we became. And so I got together with a group of women in Miami who, all of us were making more money than our men. We were working too hard. We were not working out enough. We were giving too much to our kids because we were so guilted. And we got together and wrote these stories that really helped connect women. And it was because we did not know each other. We felt like it was we had one connected person with us. And because we didn't know each other, there was no judging. So we got together, we wrote this book, we published the book. It was pretty successful, and we launched it on national TV and got 10,000 emails from women who said, oh my goodness, you're talking about me, and I want to connect with women who I don't know. I have my people, but I'm not going to tell them that my kid disrespected me or that my, you know, husband is out carousing at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't do that, but I need to let it go somewhere.
Yeah.
And so interestingly, I called the owner of my summer camp where I spent my best childhood days of my life and said, I want to rent your camp. I want to come and bring women. And he said, well, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. He said, who's going to come? I said, I don't know. I said, but trust me, there are women who need this, and we're going to figure it out. And the first camp, we were in the Poconos. It was very simple. We had some yoga. We played some kickball. We did some belly dancing. It was very simple, but we sat in these circles that are really a cornerstone of what has now become Camp Powerment. And it's a place where you can go and sit and share and not be judged. You can say nothing and just listen. but it's a place that's designed to help you see you are not alone. And when you sit with other women, especially women who don't really, men really want to fix their stuff. They come in and say, this is my problem, help me, I got to get it fixed, and boom. Women just want to dump and move on. They don't want to hear your opinion of what they should do. They just want to, they want it off their back, pretty much. And so,
well, and I think it also allows them to drop into their own needs, their own wisdom, things that they might have drowned out in the hullabaloo of the day-to-day goings on, you know?
100%. And I think, too, when you're sitting and thinking about, you know, your biggest issue and your biggest problem is, you know, is very big to you when there's a neighbor building his fence on your property. It's a problem. Until you sit next to somebody who's buried a kid. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
So you really more, you walk away with such a sense of gratitude and appreciation for what you have. We forget to count our blessings today. We really do. We take it so for granted that we get up and we could go work out, or we could go for a bike ride, or we could go get in a car and drive and, you know, and live our life. Like, until you get hit by a bus or 9/11 happens, you don't stop and really say, wow.
All of a sudden you fall out of bed, you're paralyzed. I mean, yeah, we lose our perspective. We lose our perspective. And then
we really do. We really do. And I think when you put women together, especially those who don't know each other. So one of the rules, we have two rules at Campowerment. One is that you can't say what you do for a living for the first 24 hours. We say sweatpants are the great equalizer, because really we are so, in our world today, we are all known for who we are and what we are. You're Kelly Richards, who started iTunes. You know what I mean? That's who you are. Because that's what you've done. But at the end of the day, who are you really deep inside of your soul? You know, and when you come to that, to this even playing field, it really is mind-boggling. We had a camp in the Catskills in June, and there were six women. Actually, there were, this whole table had bonded for 2 days. And when we tell people you can't say what you do for the first 24 hours, by the third day, no one really cares anyway.
I love that so
interesting.
Much.
It really is such an interesting thing. So we heard this raucous laughter coming from this table. This is after this group had, they were in a lip sync battle the night before, and they had broken into, these women who did not know each other, broken into the kitchen and stole the aluminum foil and made aluminum boots for their show. These boots are made for walking, and they all came out with these aluminum foil boots around their sneakers. It was so hilarious.
I cannot believe you brought that up, because I just yesterday posted a video of Nancy Sinatra doing that song and just posting it for pure nostalgia on Facebook. Yeah.
You're kidding. Yesterday?
Somebody had sent it to me and I posted it. You probably will see it at some point on my scroll on Facebook. And I just posted that yesterday.
If that is not serendipity, okay, I'm sorry. That's pretty crazy.
But, in terms of the Campowerment experience, I want to share with our listeners how you've tried to blend or balance the whimsy and nostalgia of the childhood summer camp experience with the increased awareness and wisdom and depth that we require as women today. Talk about how you put that programming together.
You know, so I'm a producer, and so that's what we do, is we create from a blank piece of paper, you know, in order to, I'm a television producer, so I had to create visual experiences for most of my career.
Sure. Yeah.
And this, first of all, the whimsy, here's the deal. Women want to play. We don't play anymore. We schedule playtime for our children. We don't do it for ourselves.
Yep.
And even if we're going to go to the gym or exercise, it's work. It's not play. We're not being silly. We're not skipping. We're not hula hooping. We're not doing things that really cause pure unadulterated squeals of joy. And so we would, and you know, we feel self-conscious doing that. We're not going to go stand in a park in the middle of where we live and squeal and hula hoop, you know.
So it's also
permission, play hopscotch.
Giving ourselves permission to go do that.
Yes. And I think when you see others doing it and they're okay with it, it makes you feel like, screw it. It's, you know what they say, dance like no one's watching, because nobody really is, you know. And nobody cares, because they're so busy in their own funk and their own groove, getting in touch with their own, like, letting go-edness, that they really, you know, nobody's paying attention. And so what happens is I try to bring in things that you wouldn't ordinarily get in your day-to-day life. You know, we have a camp in March. We're bringing in a guy who's coming in with 40 trampolines, mini trampolines, and we have a workout class that's on trampolines, which is,
love it.
You know, we do hula hooping. We're doing a dance class. like we call it, they're teaching hip hop to white people in very,
oh my
very
God.
Slow cadence. It's hilarious.
White women and can't dance.
I did it yesterday. Exactly. So I did it yesterday. I thought, if they can get me to do this, they can come to camp. And you know what? By the end, I did a hip-hop routine, which I can't even walk without falling on my face. So, you know, we try to do really fun activities. And then, of course, there's the we do scavenger hunts and treasure hunts and silly games like that are designed to help people let go, let loose, play, be silly and stupid the way we were when we were 12, when we really didn't care what people thought about us. You know, that's really what happened.
And then you do an interesting mix of activities, everything from, treasure maps to archery to, ropes courses.
Jumping off the ropes. Yeah, jumping off the ropes. That's a big part of it too. But so what we do is, it's carefully crafted so that just when people are really going deep, because we do have, our experts, we have at least a dozen to 17, 12 to 17 experts at every camp. And they are doctors and nurses and Ayurvedic people and wellness and nutrition and business empowerment and love and sex and parenting and productivity. These are experts that all spirituality, energy healing, tarot card reading, acupuncture. I mean, we really kind of bring in, every camp is different, but we bring in people from all kinds of modalities, very highly accomplished, authors and TED talkers and thought leaders and people who really have wisdom to share. And I work with them. I kind of produce them to deliver in 50 minutes or less their wisdom with takeaway nuggets. So everybody's got a journal, and you can really go that whatever it is that calls you, there's always a couple of things at once so you can make choices. It's a great way for people to live in the now. So much of our life is planned. What are we doing later? And what am I, thinking 2 hours ahead?
Yep.
What happens here is so funny. Nobody even pays attention to that. They just want to know when the gong rings, because we try to then move people from one place to the other. When the gong, sounds, they go, okay, what do I have right in front of me right now? Just give me the choices. And then they go. It's such a beautiful way to experience life, which is in the moment and just going without thinking, what calls to me? Okay, I'm going to go to a circle on intuition, or I'm going to go to something called Why You're Not Married, or I'm going to go to something called Parenting, WTF, where they talk about, regaining your sanity when your kids are teenagers. So that's a pediatrician who is world-renowned, who, so we really have amazing experts sharing wisdom. But the cool thing is you could go to that class and learn something that could really shift you, later. It could really give you great wisdom. And 20 minutes later, you're running a relay race against this person who was standing on a stage.
Absolutely. It's a fabulous mix of programming in that way. And one of the things I loved was the one on dating. When one of the women got up at the end, all the single women could get up for a minute and say, where they lived and what they were looking for in a man. But it had to move very fast, right? So I remember one of them at the camp saying, let's see, I want somebody with make 6 figures, 6 feet tall with a six-pack.
I forgot about that. You're right. That's so
that
funny.
That is hysterical.
That's very funny.
But
that
then you throw in some zingers that people might not see coming that are just kind of fun surprises. Like, for example, the woman that came that did the sex toys display, which I absolutely found hysterical. I think that was one of my favorite parts of the whole thing. She was she was so good.
She's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
she's a professional
actress,
and she's actually the number one sales rep for this company, Bedroom Candy, in the entire country. So,
by the way, the company was founded by one of the women. Let's see now, what was it? Not Orange County, but Atlanta, one of those women of Atlanta or something, Housewives of Atlanta.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That. That's so
started
funny.
That company, and she's like the lead salesperson. Yeah.
Oh, how funny. So I didn't even know that. But anyway, she is hilarious. I mean, I walked in there one day a couple camps ago, and my, then 21-year-old daughter was on all fours, and Frida was like behind her with a toy, and I'm like, I this is too much for me. So if you really
it was great.
Get to be
it was
that
great.
Silly.
And then things like the cabins, everybody sleeps in cabins and in groups, and you have this this talent evening where people get up and sing a cover tune all dressed up in wild costumes. I think that was just hysterical. So really just letting loose, but also getting that nice deep mix of rich insight and awareness for personal growth. It's just wonderful.
You know, it's interesting because there's really the only reason I did this is because I wanted to go to something like this and I couldn't find it. It didn't exist. And so what does a crazy alpha female like you and me do when you're looking for them and you can't find it? You do it yourself. And so
I really applaud you. It's been wildly successful. I mean, talk about the numbers. Talk about the numbers of how many women how many years?
We've had about 2,500 people come through in the last 3 years. We've done 15 camps. And countless mini camps across the country. Mini camps are like a 3-hour slice of this where we go into cities from people who've been to camp who call us after camp and say, I came home, I'm a different person, my friends want to know what the heck I just did and I can't really explain it. Can you come here and explain it? So
yeah.
We go to these cities that are hosted by our former campers and they bring their friends and we play some games and we do some circles and we give them a little taste of what camp is like. And it really, for 3 hours, they shut off their phones and they disconnect. And a very, very high percentage of those people are people. That's how we market. We haven't spent 1 cent to market. And, you know, we're still in the early phases of growth and figuring out who we are and what we do. But the really cool thing is that we are now expanding to groups because we've been contacted by so many campers, people who've been to camp who had such a great personal experience that they're now going back to their HR departments or to their groups and their professional organizations and saying, oh my goodness, we need to do this. This is absolutely awesome. So we're now doing camps for large groups. I'm doing one for nurses in the fall, you know, in Napa, you know, doing CEU credits. So, you know, we can do anything. We can custom create this program for any group and turn it into a fun educational experience. And that's what's so much fun for me, is
well,
the creative
absolutely.
Part.
Absolutely. And kudos to you for it expanding the way it is organically. I mean, you have had a lot of good media coverage, but I think your biggest evangelists are the women who come themselves, as you say, many of whom are repeat attendees and others of who just spread the word.
Yeah, 40% of our people are repeaters, which is crazy considering we're only 3 years old. And interestingly, it used to be that people would come, you know, and the first night they would sort of be resistant, especially a lot of people come alone. About 30% of the women come alone, and we put those women together in cabins, which I think is a really great thing because when you come alone, you really have the opportunity to experience people that, you know, let's face it, at the end of the day, we're all just a bunch of insecure 14-year-olds in the cafeteria trying to figure out where to sit and wondering
exactly.
if we have friends, you know.
Exactly.
And so we kind of address that head on, and we put those people together pretty much with the hopes that they will all kind of commingle. The cool thing, I think, is that we've never had a mean girl. Like everybody is here's what you can't see in the pictures, and it's really hard to explain, is that everyone is for each other there. I don't know how it happens. I don't know why it happens. It happens every single time, and the communities that are built because with the intensity of just it's only 72 hours, but so much is shared because of that idea that you don't know my people, I don't know your people. It is safe here to be able to share. The other rule we have is that what happens in the circle stays in the circle. So you can't come and listen to somebody really open up and share and then go back to your cabin and say, oh, my goodness, let me tell you about Susie from Nashville.
Oh, no, yeah.
You really can't do that because everybody has to feel like they're really safe. And the bonds that are created and connected. I just talked to somebody a half hour ago who called to tell me that she is meeting two of her girls from her cabin in Beaver Creek. She has a house in Beaver Creek in Colorado next week, and they're all coming Thursday to Sunday. And one of them really couldn't afford to go to this. She said, I don't know how I'm going to justify this. And this girl said, you know what? My sister has all her friends for a girls' weekend here. There are a bunch of, you know, girls who can afford your beautiful jewelry that you make. Why don't you come to a trunk show? So talk about like networking. So these three who didn't know each other, who literally met as they were getting lost up the mountain, one's from L.A., one is from Miami, and the third one is from Washington, D.C., and they are meeting, as I said, to go skiing, and Nora is coming to sell her jewelry like to
fabulous.
These women, and it's going to be amazing. And so, and it's funny, a bunch of these women, one of them is the sister of this girl who had gone, and she keeps saying, this is not for me. I have a home in Colorado. This is my camp. I have a camp. And so the sister who went is really excited to show her and all her friends, look at my new friends I made, and to see the bond that they've shared together, I think is going to be really funny. So those girls who all said, oh, that's funny, but I'm not a camp girl. I don't do camping. This is not camping. You know what I mean? This is really not camping.
I think it's terrific. And you know, I like, again, this rich mix of experiences that people wouldn't expect. I don't want to give everything away, but, you know, you can imagine the s'mores thing is a classic. What woman doesn't like chocolate?
And we do and dark have, chocolate you know, with sea salt, by the
there
way.
There you go. And you got wine for happy hour. You got shopping, mm-hmm. you know, for some of these gatherings. So you cover just about everything a woman could possibly want in an experience like this. But I wonder if you can describe a specific moment you witnessed, Tammy, or a person you met where something clicked and you went, wow, this is meeting a real need for modern women.
You know, I'll tell you, it didn't happen at camp. On December 6th, we have a bunch of private Facebook groups, and on December 6th, a couple of girls had posted, save the date, we're having a holiday gathering here in Los Angeles, and I saw it on the Facebook page, and people were calling and saying, should I fly in for this? And I said, no, this is not like a sanctioned thing. This is just a bunch of girls getting together. And so I decided to go as a guest, and I went, and 65 people were there from all different camps who had seen this on the Facebook page and just wanted to connect with these women who they had met. Many of them didn't go to the same camp. They all went to we had 15 camps.
But they're sure being alone. Yeah.
And it was the idea of like, right, it was a really, yeah, be connecting to this community that they knew was out there, but they didn't know how to access it. And they all, and so my pivotal moment, I think, of this entire thing, I've been doing this for 3 years now and walked away from a huge career at Warner Brothers and a big paycheck to sell my house and invest everything I had into this because I believed in it so strongly. But the real funny part of all of it is that as I sat there and listened to these women, and Frida, the girl who does the passion parties, is the one who made it, who made us sit in three different circles. And she was saying, okay, you go, what did you love about camp? And people started to say things that, I mean, you know, I went to camp a year and a half ago, and this, you know, year and a half has been the worst year of my life. And if I hadn't been to camp, I think I'd have taken my life. Can you imagine? That was the first one out of the gate. The second one says, I had a business for sale, and I came to camp, and I told somebody in a circle that I was selling this blog that I had that had 500,000 followers, and I didn't really know what to do with it because I didn't want it anymore. And she sent me she was in a hot tub in Esalen with somebody who said they wanted to buy a makeup blog, and this girl helped me sell my blog. Like, you know, like I didn't even know her. And then the next girl says, you know, I mean, the stories were just unbelievable. And I sat there and I really got it for the first time, Kelly. I received it. I took it in, and I was really blown away by the impact. When I started this, I really just wanted an escape for women to go and be silly and have fun and reconnect with their childhood, with their fourth grade selves, you know,
that other things, helping each other find a partner, somebody's going to introduce somebody to their next husband, or
yes, I think
sell a house.
I really do
find a job. You know, all of that.
You know, there was a medium that I did a story with when I was working at the TV show Extra here in LA, and her name is Lisa Williams, and she's a very famous like medium, and she came to my office and she started telling me that I wasn't going to meet anybody until I stopped running circles around myself, which I thought was kind of hilarious. She goes, it's going to be years, honey, like, which was funny. And then she said, and I will never forget this, she said, all I can tell you is you are going to meet someone through somebody who is going to witness you standing outside in nature on a microphone. And I, being a behind-the-scenes TV producer who didn't even take public speaking in college. I took fencing because I convinced my counselor, I will never be in front of people ever. I'm the behind-the-scenes girl in charge. I said to this lady, I love nature, but I will never be on a microphone ever. And the fact that she told me this 10 years ago leads me to believe that somebody at that camp is going to connect me and some of my camp sisters with someone that they know, and we're all going to live happily ever after. So
I believe that to be true, and I can't wait to hear about the wins on that. Yeah, I mean, truly. I mean, what better group than a group of women to help fulfill each other's dreams, regardless of whether they're career or personally related? I mean, really.
Right. Which is why we call the single girls up on the stage, because we say you've spent these 3 days with these people. You know, you don't even know their last names, and you're so intimate with them, and you really know and understand the struggles or the things they really wanted to let go of. And so when you're out in your world, you may not even know that this one is single or this one is living in Boston and is looking for whatever, you know. And we just kind of use that to say, I'm waiting to hear from somebody who says, oh my goodness, I somebody from camp fixed me up with someone that I'm in love with, you know?
Yeah, I'm
so
sure
I think that it's
happened. I'm sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, and the professional connections,
right.
What's happened. We got written up in the Hollywood Reporter last year as the anti-networking event in Hollywood, they called it,
yeah.
Because it was really about how, you go and spend 3 days with people and you don't know who they are. And then in the end, you can't wait to get their kids' internships, which is what you spend your whole life dodging when you're in the entertainment business.
Exactly,
getting internships,
right. I know that one
for kids, you know?
No, truly. I mean, and I think this is a real testament to your background as a producer and your expertise in programming and structuring these things. Everything from creating a continuous community that lives on beyond the event itself, to framing the rules up front so that you do weed out mean girls and people do know what to expect to a certain extent. They know what the rules are. Somebody has to be a leader and set that up. So it's not just your name, it's who you are, you know.
well, thanks.
And I think it's fun.
The most important thing for me is helping women rediscover the power of play. And
mm-hmm.
we don't play enough. You know, we should not be, instead of going and having another meal with a friend, like schedule a play date, go to a park and sit and look for four-leaf clovers and talk and do that, you know, split grass. You know, and get outside, go to a coffee place and play a truth or dare, or, you know, pick up one of these. I mean, every store now has games that can show you how to play. You know what I mean? You pull up a deck of cards and you ask funny, silly questions. But if you can really step out, life is so complicated and so busy and so stressful and so fast, and technology is bombarding us at every corner.
Yeah.
And if we could just stop, catch our breath, I think nature is part of it. The alchemy of nature is something that you don't even know you're missing until you're in it. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yes, I do.
And I think
that's why I love that you set these up in beautiful locations where people, that's part of the experience, is getting back to nature.
Right. It really is. And to watch a sunrise, so many people wake up for sunrise, you know, coming over the ocean, over this, this giant cliff. You're 800 feet above, the Pacific, and all you see is water, 180 degrees of complete water. And there's something completely mesmerizing about that. Talk to me, Kelly. Did you do the ropes?
I did not do the ropes. I supported some of the women that did, including the woman who brought me to camp. So, yeah.
What was that like to watch?
Well, first of all, I have done ropes in the past in my younger years at a corporate retreat.
Uh-huh.
So I have experienced it. But to watch it and to be the cheerleader and to watch the hesitation and the fear that comes up for these women and then watch them bust through that, I mean, they're terrified many times,
right.
and I didn't see anybody back down. I saw people hold and hesitate for long periods of time. But there was so much support from the guys that were helping with the ropes courses, the women that were involved, the professionals, and us, the campers who were just
right.
there to
right.
support each other's successes. It was very empowering.
I think that it's the power of that community really shows up when you're there, and it really is an important part, is to be there to support. So many people don't even feel noticed. They go through, and they think nobody is even paying attention to them, and they're on their own little thing.
And shouting your name from the bottom of a 65 telephone pole, and you feel, I really am. People do care.
If I could tell you how many people have told me, like, I almost left, like I was feeling like everybody's getting this and I'm not getting this, and why am I not getting this? So many people say that to me, like on the third day, they say, I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't find my tribe. I can't. And, some people it takes longer than others, but everybody ultimately somehow, some way has an aha moment where they see or hear something in themselves that they know they need to look a little closer at. And that, I think, is what this is about. It's about putting you in a space that you can really, and giving you tools so that you can see what is it like that you should maybe relax or back down from. And I think that's, and then the best part, I think, is the whole you're not alone thing. I mean, so many women come to camp. We had one woman who went to a divorce lawyer on a Wednesday, came to camp on a Thursday, was showing off the divorce paper she was going to serve her husband with on Monday. She was going through breast cancer, and he was really not there for her. And by Saturday night, she burned the papers in the fire, and she called him and said, I was going to divorce your ass, basically. And you know what? I realized from here that I have never asked you for the support that I know I want. So here's the deal. you know, and that Monday he went with her to the doctor. I hear from her every 6 months. They are better, stronger than ever. She's healthy. He, you know, all she had to do was ask, but he didn't know how to handle it. She didn't know how to ask. She learned by looking around and going, you know, this guy who I think is not so wonderful is really pretty amazing compared to hers and hers and hers. And I'm not going to walk so quickly. So we get a lot of men or partners who come to us and say, I don't know what happened. I sent a stressed up, balled up, not nice person to you on Thursday, and you sent home a rested, kind, loving, grateful, juicy woman that I used to know. Like, what's in the water and when can she come back?
No kidding. And that's what I call transformation. That is the power of what you do.
Yeah, it's really interesting. We have a lawyer here who sent his wife, and the poor guy can't get paid because every camp she just keeps saying, can we do another trade? Can we do another trade? Which is hilarious. The poor guy is working so that his wife can go to camp. And he said, you know what? My life is better because she goes to camp, so I'll keep working so she can keep going to camp. Isn't that funny?
See, I love that. And one of my favorite personal experiences I'd just like to share briefly was towards the end, when your mom, again, Grandy, our 80-year-old camp counselor, had us write a letter to ourselves that she was then going to read and comment on and mail back to us with her own little observation and note. I loved that. And, in fact, I'm just going to read a very brief piece of this.
So, Kelly, you got yours today. You just got your letter
today. I just got
today.
It today. 60 I just
days
got mine later. Back exactly 60 days later, pretty much. So I say, I was most touched by Joan's powerful words of wisdom, like, don't be so effing hard on yourself, let it go, and her unwavering optimistic attitude. That really touched me the most. And also by Marnie's kick-in-the-pants approach to cutting out the crap and calling ourselves on our shit. And then I went into what I'm holding myself accountable for, and I said, but, you know, instead of all that, what I want to do is play full out, tell myself and others in my life the absolute truth, and to fire my inner critic, judge, and mean girl. They are no longer welcome in my life.
I love that.
And your mom
got the chills
says,
just now.
Yeah, your mom says, thanks, dear Kelly, thanks for allowing me to read your letter to yourself. I loved reading my quote. I just read it to my husband, and he laughed and wanted to know where I learned such language. And, of course, he was my teacher. Oh, well. Your letter has good positive affirmations. Please read it often and play big. Happy 2016. Please keep in touch. Hugs, Joan.
Aww,
so, you know, this is
so
touching,
sweet.
Really. Very, very,
and,
very
you know,
touching.
every weekend from camp to camp, she does 10 to 15 letters. And it is
wow.
it is her entertainment on Sunday. My father is jealous of this whole camp thing. He's losing his 80-year-old wife to, she's like, he says, when she comes home, he said, Tony was here widening the doorway so your head will fit in, is what he says to her. But, you know, it's such a joy to be
she's
able to work with my mom and to put her, first of all, she's brilliant. She was a professor of writing. And so she teaches people how to write. And for so many people who don't think they're good writers, it's really profound. And
yeah.
She, you know, encourages you to share. But she's also like the village elder. And so to be able to see her so revered and so loved at this age and stage when all her friends are whiny and bitchy and miserable and, you know, and cranky and playing cards all day. And she is so heavily engaged. It's such a joy to work with her. And then my daughter, my 27-year-old daughter, who's a digital marketing whiz, kind of came in and is running the other side. So we're running the business. My mom's in Miami. My daughter, Chelsea, is in New York, and I'm in L.A. So we're running it from three points in the country, different generations, different perspectives.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty, it's unbelievable, truly. It really is amazing to see the response. And because of the relationship that my mom has with my children and my sisters and all of us, you know, everybody, it's so weird because it's everybody like wants to be part of our family. And so we've grown this phenomenal family. We have thousands of people now in our family. And it's so cool. That
and, you know, your mother, I was telling you this, but I want the listeners to hear it too. Your mother actually called me. Like a week ago,
before this letter came back.
Yeah.
And personally called me to let me know, you know, how she was touched by the letter and all that. I mean, who does that anymore? It was just another, this was another layer of richness about this community that I just think is phenomenal. So in the interest of time, we could go on for a long time, Tammy, but could you tell the listeners about upcoming Camp Powerman opportunities that they might want to look into, or just give the website URL?
Sure, thanks. Yeah, so we are camppowerment.com, not Camp Empowerment, which is what people think we are. So we're camppowerment.com, and we're on all social media as Camp Powerment. But we have three camps this year. We have two in Malibu. So we have one coming up. It's Grandy's 80th birthday celebration. It is going to be a weekend to remember. She's having her tiara professionally made right now. really not kidding. And we are decorating the golf cart like a Rose Bowl float. You have no idea the extent of this crazy party we're creating.
Oh.
And it's going to be really fun. So that's March 4th to 7th in Malibu. That's a Friday to a Monday. And every camp is different. So we have about 14 experts, and we have some really, really cool. We have a OBGYN here from LA who's talking about exclusively about sex. We have a business empowerment person who's teaching you how to grow your big idea. We have Marnie who does Maybe It's You. No, really, Maybe It's You. We have someone doing Why You're Not Married. We have something called Org Boot, which is a productivity thing that's based around black pants. If you have more than three pair of black pants and you show up to this, you're going to get crucified. So it's, you know, we really have some fun. There's a lot of, we have some energy healing stuff going on this time. We have a medium who is incredibly gifted, who's going to be doing a group reading, who will blow the doors off this place. I mean, we've had her a couple of times and never seen anything like her. So we really just have some great, great people. We have meditation and two yogas and some funky dance classes and a sunrise dance party and you know, just a lot of really cool stuff that is, you know, that makes up a weekend. So that's March 4th to 7th in Malibu, and also November 20, the weekend before Thanksgiving in Malibu as well. And then we have one in the Poconos. We're heading to a camp in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, beautiful camp, a camp that
I'm assuming that's in the
13,
summer, huh?
No, that's actually in September. So they use those camps for kids in the summer. This is a camp that costs $13,000 to send your kid for 7 weeks. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And they have a gym and a spin room and tree houses and wood burning. And I mean, really, really amazing stuff. So we're really so lucky because we're picking out phenomenal camps that want to, you know, really bring, they really see a need for bringing this to women. 9 million kids in America go to summer camp, and 75% of those people have had at least one parent who's gone to summer camp. And so there's a market for this, of people who've been to camp who want to relive those days. And you know, many of the people who come to Camp Powerment had never been to camp before. Some of them come because they'd never been to camp before, and they said, I never got to do this as a kid, and I really wanted to try it. But there's something about the magic of that nostalgia and the smells as you turn the corner and you smell the jasmine, and it takes you back to third grade and you say, you know, wow, when life was so easy and all I had to worry about was, do I want to play kickball or do I want to jump off a trampoline? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So no, my only camp experience was watching Parent Trap. That was about it.
You're not the first person who said that, actually. Isn't that funny?
But before we wrap things up, you know, honestly, Tammy, we could go on forever. I do want to be mindful of and respectful of your time, but I like to ask the last question I really like to ask every guest I have on this show. I consider to be one of the most important. I think I know what the answer is for you, but I'm going to ask it anyway, and that is, what comes next for you? What's on the horizon that you may not have even started yet that you dream about creating, or is it just to keep building this out, you know, to broader levels, like corporate?
No, it's not even just the corporate. No, my goal is to really help. This is a pretty lofty one, but my goal is to really help women get in touch with their happy place. And I don't really know. I didn't set out with a plan. I set out just trying to do this, you know, piece by piece, very, you know, from the ground up. And I really feel like however I can get women to understand the importance of unplugging, disconnecting, taking some me time for 3 days to recharge their batteries, switch up their batteries really, and think about, take a step, get to 30,000 feet, be a drone in your life, and really take a look at what works, what doesn't, and what you really want and what your purpose is. I think that's my biggest thing, is I believe that my purpose is to connect people and to show them joy and fun. That doesn't mean I'm joyful and fun all the time. It just means that I know how to bring the people together who can, hey, look, if we didn't have cool women, we wouldn't have anything going on these mountains. The women who come to this are really open to whatever it takes, to the possibility of figuring out what they can do to improve their life. I believe men need this almost as badly as women. And so the goal is to be doing, we are now doing co-ed, the groups we do, and some of the corporate stuff we're doing is co-ed. And we're blown away by how open the men are and how badly they are searching for answers to things that nobody's asking the questions about. And they say,
they need this too. You might wind up doing a co-ed camp at some point, or at least a men's camp version.
I think we will. I do. There are camps that exist for millennials, for young people, that are co-ed camps that are decadent and fun, and they're supposed to be a wild time, and you know, and it's camp. But this, the empowerment side of this is the real takeaway. I believe that it's real work.
What if the most empowering time of someone's life, male or female, was their time in summer camp? And what if, sadly, that was the high point? Wouldn't it be nice to get them re-inspired, reignited to move on to the next chapter, even if they're 48?
Yes. But, you know, my real goal, if you really want to know what I really want to do with this, and I'm not sure this is ever attainable, but I may die trying, I really want to get insurance companies to start paying for this. People will get healthier, and their medical bills will be lower if they could shift what's going on inside them and get happier. And
I
really believe
that. I agree with you. I think reduce mental health burden on, you know, in a wellness
100%.
Yeah.
I see it. I see it every day, and I don't know how we're going to do that. I haven't even begun to tackle that. That's at the 7-year. That's at year number 7. That's what we're going for. But
that is really worthy goal, and I think you're going to get it. I think you're going to hit it.
I hope so. Will you help me?
I will do everything I can to support you. You can count on it.
Thank you, Kelly.
And
thank you so much,
allowing me to go through this experience. It's been wonderful, and for making the time to join me tonight to keep spreading the word.
This is awesome. You invited me to this show 2 months before camp, and I said, you know what, let's wait and see you experience it and see what you have to say at that point. I'm glad we did. But, you know, it's really for everybody. It's really for anybody who wants to elevate their life, even a millimeter. We just provide the space and give you a door to walk through that you might ordinarily never have walked through. So that's what is fun for me, and that's what fuels me. That's what makes me happy every day. And all I do is talk to positive people all day who want to try to figure out how to make people happier. Like, how bad a life is that?
Exactly right. It can't get much better. And I want to thank you on behalf of everybody who's gone through it, and everybody I hope will go through it, for doing everything that you have done to breathe life into this. It's a phenomenal program for anybody who has the opportunity.
Thank you, Kelly, for your support and your love and your openness and all that. This is why you are part of this tribe, and that's the coolest part, is that only cool people apply. You know what I mean?
I love it. So thanks again so much for joining us tonight, Tammy. Your time is very precious, and I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks so much. Have a good night.
You do as well, and thanks to all my listeners. I hope you all have a great week. We'll hear you again next week on the next edition of All Access Radio. Good night, everybody.